great night really for Fine Gael in the Donegal electoral area. It's wonderful to see a co-option convention happening due to the fact that Manus Boyle became a senator to the present Dáil in Dublin. So it's a wonderful occasion for Fine Gael, and it's great that we have two interested parties being put forward, two interested people being put forward by different branches within the Donegal electoral area. In a way, I wish there were more. I wish there was a woman there, and I also wish there would have been a young person there. But these are the people that have been put forward by the branches, and their names go forward tomorrow night. They will be nominated at the meeting and be seconded, and they themselves will speak, and then a vote will take place. Maria Walsh, our European MP, is the visiting chair tomorrow night. She will be in the Donegal electoral area tomorrow with Senator Manus Boyle, and we're looking forward to meeting her, and she will make sure proceedings are kept correct. And John Lohan, our regional director of elections, our regional organiser, will be present as well. And those that are paid up members over the last 2 years of the Donegal electoral area will be entitled to vote tomorrow night for either candidate and either candidate of their choice.
And will it be a tight contest, Doreen, or how do you see things faring?
I think it will be. It's a good contest. We have two very good candidates going forward here. Former councillor Barry Sweeney from the Ballyshannon Bundoran, a Fine Gael branch, been nominated, who has done frozen work in the council for us and is continuing to work very hard in his own part of the electoral area. And likewise, Michael Boyle, a brother of Senator Boyle, who is steeped in the history of Fine Gael, with his father being a councillor before him. So both are coming from a very strong Fine Gael background, and both have and are working very hard for the Fine Gael party. So it'll be down to the membership themselves. We're a very democratic party, and everything will be done above board. And, you know, it's good to see competition taking place. It's good to see these co-options. There should be nothing taken for granted by anyone, and it will just depend on the night and how people vote on the night. And it's just down to the members of the Donegal electoral area, because it was the Donegal electoral area that voted Manus Boyle into the council in the first instance.
There have been questions locally, Doreen, as to why it's taken so long for this co-option to take place. Like, normally when a councillor vacates a seat, this process is done quite quickly.
Yes, our party whip now, Councillor Martin Harley, did talk to us about this earlier on, but it takes quite a process to get all this in place and to get everything organised, and it's just not that easy. So we just wanted to make sure it was being done right, and it was the powers that be through the regional organiser, John Logan, and through Dublin that would have caused any delay on it. So, you know, our priority at first was to get both our senators, Senator Nicky Bradley and Senator Manus Boyle, set up in Dublin and working away on behalf of the party, and they're doing Trojan work on our behalf. And then it's about filling the vacant seats, because we need as many voices as we can in the Donegal chamber to represent the whole of the county, as well as their own electoral area, along with Jimmy Kavanagh and Martin Harley. Martin, our party whip, and Jimmy Kavanagh, who is the last Cian Chomhairle of the Donegal County Council, is having a very busy year and is serving the party and the county very well. Just has returned from a recent trip in America, representing the council along with Niamh Kennedy, and very active members. We might be small in numbers, but our party are still working very hard in the county and in the Senate.